Let's go to Don in Calumet Park, Illinois. Hi, Don.
Hello. So, you know, I'm a Catholic. My son went to school his whole life to a Catholic school. But he just had COVID. He was tested positive for COVID a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I was listening to your show, and I went back on the podcast, and you had been talking to Tony and his wife, Martha, and they were having a disagreement about, is God, does he know all, and that, and how can God be all-knowing, and does he still give us free will? And you had indicated mm-hmm. on your show that he does know everything that's going to happen between birth and the time you die. Mm-hmm. And I had been talking to my son, and I said, son, I'll pray for you. And he said, well, it doesn't matter if you pray. It's not, nothing's going to come of it. It doesn't matter. And it kind of got me thinking about, if God knows everything from the day you're born to the day you die, does it really matter if we pray?
Of course it matters that we pray. The problem at the heart of what your son is saying is a kind of fatalism in assuming that because, on the one hand, God knows everything that can be known. I mean, if he couldn't know everything that could be known, he couldn't be God. He would be missing something. There'd be some knowledge that he didn't have, in which case he's not infinite. So it would be directly contradictory to God's own nature as God. So we have to begin there and say that as God, he is maybe more specifically the sum of all his perfections. There's nothing he can gain. Ergo, there's nothing God could know that he doesn't already know. So with that as our starting point, we have to find the resolution or find the harmony between that fact and the fact that God created us with free will. And we know that he created us with free will because the only plausible reason that he would create anything, because he doesn't need anything, he doesn't need company, he doesn't need distraction, he's not bored up there with nothing to do, so he decided to make things. None of those are reasons why God would create anything. Really, the only plausible reason is out of love. And therefore, because as we know from experience, God not only created us with the capacity to be loved and to love him in return, but also he gave us an intellect so that his revelation to us is intelligible. There's meaning. We can discern the meaning, the intelligibility of what he's telling us, and most notably, of course, in and through Jesus Christ, who is the peak, the pinnacle, the fulfillment of all of God's creation. He did this in Jesus Christ. And what did Jesus say? Jesus, being God, reminds us. He says, pray always. Ask your Father who is in heaven what you need. The prayer that Jesus gave us in Matthew chapter 6, Lord, teach us to pray. Well, when you pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. There's a petition. And forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So these are all requests that we are asking of God. And we ask them knowing that he loves us. And we couldn't love him if we weren't free. So this is, you might say, the paradox. It's not a contradiction, it's a paradox. Which means, of course, that these are two equally true things that at first might seem to be in contrast with each other, but they're both true simultaneously. God knows everything, but at the same time, in his loving plan of providence that's always unfolding for us, we have a role to play by praying for ourselves and for other people. So that's why I think we have to begin with our understanding of who God is and what is his nature and why did he create us. And then we can, you might say, reverse engineer it so that we can see that ultimately there really is no contradiction between God's infinite knowledge and our free will. There's a mystery there at some level, but they are not contradictory. They're not mutually exclusive.
Yes, I understand. But my question to you is if somebody's, you know, if he already knows what's going to happen to mm-hmm. this person that's very sick, and you pray for them, or tens of millions of people pray for this individual, if he already knows what's going to happen, it's almost like you said, it is a paradox, because it's hard to, he already knows.
It's hard to imagine.
To this person.
But let me tweak that just slightly, Don, and this might help. God knows what would have happened to that person if you didn't pray for him. And because you do pray for him, there's a different outcome. Now, God knows from all eternity what the outcome will be, but he also knows what the outcome would have been had you not prayed for him. And I can prove this to you, and I don't mean that in a haughty way, please understand, but I think we can demonstrate this in an airtight way by the simple act of repentance. So Jesus said, unless you repent, you too will all perish. You too, as in all of you. Now, if we couldn't, so in other words, the conclusion, the destiny of every human being would be eternal separation from God if it weren't for the fact that he would forgive those who ask for it, that he would forgive those who repent. Are you and I in agreement on that point?
We are.
Okay. So if that's the case, then what that means is that the natural outcome, the inevitable destiny for everybody would be damnation. But God says, look, I've got another plan for you. I've got a better plan for you, and I want you to be happy. And so I'm offering you this free gift of grace, this free gift of forgiveness. I won't force you, but if you accept it, I will forgive you. And then the conclusion of the story changes. And then you go to heaven and you're happy instead of going to hell and being miserable forever. And the prayer of the person who says, Lord, please forgive me, that's what changes things. So God knows what would happen to any given person, but he also knows what will happen. So it's not as though for those who repent and pray and they're forgiven that God forced them. He doesn't force us, because then we wouldn't be free. Do you see what I'm saying there? In other words,
Correct.
We can see at that basic level that we have a role to play in God's providence, and that involves the conclusion, even though he knows what it's going to be, the conclusion is different from what it would have been if we didn't participate.
Yes, he also sees that you're not being selfish also by praying for others.
Well, yes, I mean, we can add that in there as well. But just strictly speaking, the way to avoid, not for you per se, but maybe for your son, the way to avoid that resignation, that sort of stoic fatalism that it doesn't really matter, is to stop and think about this and to say it really does matter. And for that matter, why would Jesus tell us repeatedly to pray and ask the Father for the things that we need? Jesus said he already knows what you need, but ask him anyway. Why would Jesus say that? It would be either deceptive or it would be superfluous. If it had no bearing on anything, if our prayers had no bearing, then either Jesus is lying to us or he's telling us something frivolous and meaningless that doesn't really matter anyway. And of course, you know, we don't believe that about Jesus. He's telling us the truth.
No.
You know?
Correct. And thank you for taking my call, Patrick.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate it.
Are you looking for the exit? Because I didn't mean to overwhelm you, but
this is such an important topic.
I'm
not overwhelmed. Yes, it is. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on it, because I did go back and listen to the podcast, and I actually know Tony and his wife, and I listened to how you explained it, and it was well explained, and I just wanted to get your opinion on, you know, why we pray, you know, if God knows all, and
I hear you
very well.
Thank you. And there's so much more that we could say, Don, so I'm glad you raised the topic. I have a feeling it's something that a lot of people wonder about. So thank you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Don. Great to talk to you.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.